Are you an accredited investor looking for a new opportunity to generate passive income and build the retirement of your dreams? Then elevate your investment game with Viking Capital, where wealth meets wisdom. Whether you're a seasoned investor or just starting out, Viking Capital can help guide you towards financial freedom through passive real estate investing. With strong and transparent underwriting, Viking identifies low-risk opportunities with the goal of preserving investor capital and maximizing long-term growth potential. And their accessible and responsive investor relations team will help you understand how each investment will impact your unique financial goals. With $800 million in assets acquired, more than $230 million in equity raised, and more than 5,000 units under management, Viking Capital is your path to early retirement. To learn about Viking Capital's latest investment opportunity, which is available for you right now, visit vikingcapitalinvestments.com/best ever. That's vikingcapitalinvestments.com/best ever to get started today.
Who you are, where you came from, and why you do what you do, that story is worth millions of dollars.
Are you ready for the best real estate investing advice ever? Join Joe Fairless and today's best ever guests as they share it with you. It's the best ever advice with none of the fluff. Let's go.
Are you having a hard time finding great investment properties? Unfortunately, the best deals are rarely found locally. Successful investing begins with the right properties in the right markets. Norada Real Estate provides everything you need to invest in the best deals across the U.S. Our simple, proven system will help you create real wealth and passive monthly cash flow. Get your free copy of The Ultimate Guide to Out-of-State Real Estate Investing at noradarealestate.com/guide. That's noradarealestate.com/guide.
Do you know how you can benefit from crowdfunding? If you haven't checked out our special series, Best Crowdfunding Crash Course Ever, presented by Patch of Land, then you need to. It's episodes 152, 159, 166, and 173, because you'll hear from the industry's leading crowdfunding experts on how you can benefit by getting involved, whether it's getting access to funds for your deal or passively investing in other people's deals. The time is now to get started. Go to patchofland.com/best ever to grab your copy of the top 10 answers to the top 10 crowdfunding questions. That's patchofland.com/best ever. Hi, Best Ever listeners. Welcome to the Best Real Estate Investing Advice Ever show. I'm Joe Fairless, and today is a Skill Set Sunday episode, and it's a continuation of last Sunday's Skill Set Sunday, where I talked about lessons 30 through 20 that I learned from the Tony Robbins Unleash the Power Within event. And by the way, I'm not getting paid anything from the Tony Robbins group, or, you know, I'm not receiving any sort of compensation or affiliate program. I just learned a whole lot. And the lessons that I learned, I'm confident, can help your life from a business, from a relationship, from whatever type of aspect you choose to apply them to, because a lot of these lessons aren't just business related, although they can be applied to business. So on today's episode, what I'd like to do and what we're going to go through are lessons 19 through 11 that I learned from this event. And again, who cares about what I learned, right? It's about what I took away from the event that can be applied to your life. And that's the lens that I'm looking through whenever I talk about this stuff. So 19, proximity is power. Proximity is power. So we should surround ourselves with people who we want to be at their level in whatever, you know, we're evaluating against. So for example, if it's looking for a relationship, then identifying who you're looking to be in a relationship with, then seeing or thinking through where would that type of person spend their time, and then spending your time in those areas. Same with business. And that's why mastermind groups are so darn effective. And if you're not in a mastermind group, then you definitely need to be in one. If you don't know of any, then create one and recruit the people who you want to surround yourself with and ask them to be in the mastermind group. Proximity is power. One of the things that Tony says is that we are the product of the expectations of our peer group. And that actually leads into number 18, And that is, who you spend time with is who you become. So very similar to proximity of is power, who we spend time with is who we become. So we have to be very, very strategic about who we spend our time with and think about, as a result, who am I becoming as a result of this relationship? Who am I? How am I evolving? How am I growing? How am I progressing? Using one of the lessons learned from our previous episode, how am I progressing? What type of momentum am I getting from a personal and professional standpoint as a result of this relationship? Number 17, give, give, give. That's it. Give, give, give. When we feel like we're down and out, when we feel like we've got, you know, all sorts of things caving in and crashing in on us, the best way to get out of that mentality is to give to those who are less fortunate than we are, and to not wait to give. And it doesn't have to be financially, although that's one way of doing it. It can be with your time. It can be with your knowledge. Give to those who need it, who can't afford it. That is going to warm your heart, and that will be the best way to get yourself out of the limited scarcity mentality and into abundance. At least that's the best way for me personally to get out of that mentality, and perhaps it will help you as well. And it's important to not only give to others, but it's important to give to yourself too, because you have to have the energy, the wholeness inside you in order to have that energy to give to others, right? Going to the airplane example, they always tell you to put your mask on first, then help the little ones. And it's not because they value, you know, the airplane industry values the little ones less than you. They just know that in order for the little ones to have the, you know, chance of survival, that you need to survive first, because you have to take care of you, and then you can take care of them. Similar with our lives. We have to take care of ourselves. We have to be right first and foremost, and then we can take care of others. So give yourself gifts too. Reward yourself along the way, and definitely enjoy the process, because ultimately we're going to spend the majority of our time during the process and not at the actual goal. So it's important to enjoy the journey. Crowdfunding. You've heard about it, and now it's time to learn about it. Our best ever sponsor, Patch of Land, is a leading expert in the crowdfunding space, and they've got all the answers to your crowdfunding questions. Go to patchofland.com/best ever and grab your copy of the top 10 answers to the top 10 crowdfunding questions. That's patchofland.com/best ever. Number 16, create magic moments. These are moments that we will remember forever. Let's fast forward to 40, 50 years from now, 20 years from now, 10 years now, 1 year from now, when you're looking back and you're thinking about, what are some things that stood out from that time frame? What do you think is going to stand out? It will be probably certain milestones that you achieved. And then when you really start thinking about it, what's going to stand out? Is it going to be, you know, how much money is in the bank account? Or is it going to be a certain magical moment that you had with a person? Is it going to be a story that you have with a person? Is it going to be an experience that you had, a conversation? I am hallucinating, as Tony would say, I'm hallucinating that it's going to be a story, a moment that you had with someone. And that's what we want to replicate and manufacture as much as possible. So creating magical moments, and a magical moment is created when you do something that is unexpected, because, you know, if we expect something, then there's less of a surprise, obviously, but there's more, it just resonates better with people when we do something that is unexpected. And not only is it unexpected, but it's with somebody or a group of people. And you can see, you know, kind of like the pure joy on their face, and everybody benefits. Number 15, here's a straight business insight right here. You ready? Number 15, when we're creating our business, get people to crave it, use it, and then share it with others. That's the key to the success of any business. Get people to crave your business. So how can you get people to crave it? You know what their needs are. You know what they're looking for, and you know how to serve that need with something special that you can bring to the table. And then use it. They've got to use it and share it with others. Those three steps for any business, if you have your customers crave it, then use it or act on it, and then share it with others because of the incredible experience, then you don't need to know anything else, because that's going to be that's going to serve you and your company, because you're going to be serving them and your business is going to explode. And think about whenever you're structuring your company, think about your personal story, because your personal story is worth a fortune. Who you are, where you came from, and why you do what you do, that story is worth millions of dollars. So when you're coming up with your business, or when you're enhancing your business, or when you're evolving your business, integrate your story into it, because people do business with people, not logos. People do business with people they know, like, and trust, right? So you've got to incorporate, if not already, because you might already have it and you'd be like, dude, Joe, I've already got my personal story in there. But if you haven't already, then incorporate it. And if you have already, think about how you can further integrate your personal story into your business so that you are having people crave what you want, use it, share with others because they know, like, and trust you. Number 14 is resolve to do something. Don't, when we have our goals, and this is something I learned, again, this is something that's new to me, but once I did, I was like, oh, wow, it's like that, huh? And I'll give you a personal example. When we have our goals, think about not only that we're what we want to do, but then resolve to do it. It's done. And there's a way to think about this where you, let's do the power pose, going back to the previous episode. If you haven't listened to lessons learned on the previous one, like 21 or 20 through 30, then go back and listen to that episode, because we talk about how our body language influences how we think, how we act. So first, getting a strong body language state of mind and physical presence, and then resolve to do it. Say, okay, if I need to raise $10 million, it's done. It's done. Has somebody else raised $10 million for their project? Yes, they have. So if somebody else has done it, what's stopping me from doing it? Well, first, the psychology of getting over that mental block. Secondly, the tactics, the strategy that's required for me to make that happen. And, you know, my first deal, I raised $1.3 million. And this next deal, I'm raising $9 million, a little under $9 million, $8.9 million. And that was a large jump for me psychologically. But with, I mean, quite frankly, after attending this event, I resolved. I was like, you know what? Done. It's done. I'm going to find a way, make it happen. And I'm pleased to say it's happened. It's done. The money is raised. And how that happened is a whole nother episode. And if you want me to talk about that, just shoot me a tweet or something at Joe Fairless. And if I, you know, get enough tweets, then I'd be happy to talk about how I raised that $9 million, 8.9. But resolving it in my mind is the thing that needed to happen first. So when you think about a goal, think about it, but then transition it in your mind from wanting to happen to being done to that thing is done, like exclamation mark. One thing I learned whenever Tony Robbins was talking in the event is whenever he was learning to speak and be a public speaker and do presentations, he actually saw that, you know, he was going to have to spend a lot of time doing these presentations over many years to get as good as other people if he practiced as frequently as other people practiced. It would take him years to get to that point. So he would, when he was first starting out, he'd make it a point to do 3 speaking engagements a day. He did 3 a day because he wanted to hone those skills so much that he wanted to compress decades into days. So when we're coming up with, you know, our our plan for what we want to accomplish. You know, going back to, you know, the metaphor that I mentioned earlier, we don't want to sprint. We don't want to do a slow jog. We want to do intervals. We want to sprint, and then we want to walk or jog. Sprint, walk, or jog, consistency. And with number 13 that we're talking about with Tony and how he compressed decades into days, it's important to really identify what we want to do and then do the interval training for whatever it is. And that's going to ultimately get us to do things faster than what's typical. Number 12, our job is to meet other people's needs. That's it. Our job's to meet other people's needs in business. Our job's to meet other people's needs. If you choose to apply that towards other things, relationships, then even better. I do choose to do that, but I'm just talking about business for right now. And the power moves to those committed to serving. If we think about the most successful people, well-known people, their job is to meet other people's needs, right? The Madonna is the first singer that came to mind. Third Eye Blind, my favorite band. I'll use Third Eye Blind as an example. Third Eye Blind, what's their number one job? It's to entertain. And who are they entertaining? They're entertaining their audience. And why are they entertaining audience? Because it's a whole lot of fun. And quite frankly, because entertainers get paid a lot more than educators. That's also why in, you know, the Tony Robbins Unleash the Power Within event, that's why they mix so much music into the event, because it's proven that people want to be entertained more so they want to be educated. And if you can combine entertainment with education, you've got the Holy Grail. That's the sweet spot right there. So when we think about our business, when we think about our real estate company, we want to know, how can we meet other people's needs? Because that's our number one job. Number 11, passion is an emotion. It's not some mythical thing that's far out there that we have to figure out, okay, what am I passionate about? And think about it for years, days. It's writing down on a piece of paper all the things that you love doing, and that's what you're passionate about. I feel like we get so caught up in, okay, what is my number one passion? It's just, what do you like doing? What do you love doing? That's it. And then whenever you write down the stuff that you like doing, you really enjoy, then you start putting down some things that you'd like to spend more time doing, right? Because you like them already. And that's how you identify the type of business you want to be in. So often I get the question of, what type of real estate investing is best? Well, the answer is whatever the heck you like doing. And every different type of investing, from note buying to storage units to apartments to single family homes, industrial, retail, medical, I mean, everything is different. So we have to know what we like first, and then we identify what best matches up with what we like. Number 10 and last one for today, and this is actually something that I have embraced, and it's like medicine. It's something that I have to have on a daily basis, and that is, find ways to meet our needs in empowering ways. So find a way to meet our needs in empowering ways. We all have different needs, and Tony Robbins talks about the six human needs. It's certainty, uncertainty, love, contribution, significance, and progress. We all have those needs, and we all have ways of meeting those needs in disempowering ways and empowering ways. Let me use an example of certainty. So for certainty, we might find certainty in going to the same restaurant every day and seeing the same people and feeling familiar, you know, with that group, but it might not be a healthy restaurant, say Whataburger, for an example. If we get our certainty through going to that, you know, restaurant, having a bacon, egg, and cheese biscuit with coffee and hash browns every morning, then that's not meeting our need in an empowering way. We could still go to that restaurant. We could still meet with people who we see on a regular basis and get that connection, which we all require, that love that we all require, but we could order a salad instead. we get our needs in an empowering way and enhance the quality of our life, because that bacon, egg, and cheese, hash browns, and coffee, do you think that's going to make a difference in our energy level and our health throughout the day, throughout the years, as that happens every day, every day, every day? Compare that to having a salad every morning. Yeah, of course. So find a way to meet our needs in an empowering way. Next week, we're going to talk through the last learnings that I got from Tony Robbins' event. I know you're going to love those learnings because they are, I'm doing this in order of importance, at least from how I've identified it. And I've got some practical tips for you to implement. And that's what this is all about. This is all about implementing, identifying what the lesson is, and then being able to practically and easily implement it. And we're going to talk about that next week in Skill Set Sunday. So until then, I hope you have a best ever week, and we'll talk to you soon.
Hey, you best ever listener. Do you want more? Then go to joefairless.com, where you'll get tons of free videos, templates, and content to help you get deals done. And remember to subscribe to the best ever show in iTunes so you can keep getting your daily dose of the best real estate investing advice ever.